Well, to me, like the absence of dialogue in the film was quite appealing, because, you know, cinema is first and foremost a visual medium, you know, and like when I think of my favorite moments in cinema, there are oftentimes scenes or sequences in which there's no dialogue, you know, where like Jimmy Stewart in Vertigo, when he's following Kim Novak's character, and you have these long sequences with that are entirely without dialogue, or, you know, the wonderful moments in like the cinema of Terence Davies, that are just focused on small details and allowing silence and music perhaps to come to the fore. So for me, that challenge was actually something that I was happily embracing. But then there's also, what I found quite interesting was that the silence that sort of features throughout the film is in itself shifting, and that there are different types of silence in the film, and that those silences are in a way charting Coit's journey as a character. You know, that it begins with the silence of shame and of fear and uncertainty, and then the silence becomes something else as she experiences this transformative summer with the Kinsellas, with this middle-aged couple that she sent away to live with. And actually she experiences, in a strange sense, the silence of love. You know, that it's this bond forms between this girl and these two people, and yet it's never really verbally expressed. It's something more gestural and something felt. And that, to me, like that understanding of that silence, which is present in Claire Keegan's original, is quite an astute observation, I think, about Irish people, and certainly Irish people in that era, but still I think true to today, in that we are perhaps sometimes better positioned at communicating our emotional selves in ways other than the verbal.